The Rosh is Katya, the little Tom. You meet the sons of the son and their brothers, but the brothers don't have to, are not an Aninus. So the Tiv is a Chiddush Neira. He says, no. I mean, the Tom is only referring to the specific case of Achol Sohan Etzua. As you mentioned already before, Achol Sohan Etzua is no tumor. Mid the Oraisa, east of the Oraisa for the country of Metame, the Pashas in the Gemara of Kaufman Bay, there should be no Avelis the Oraisa, the Rambam notwithstanding, and therefore it's only in the case of Achos on the Sua, that at a time of his special din, that since he was in another town, that there was no Anim. Sachirish in the Shiltis, Kuf Gimel, Sivkotin, Tes, Zayin. The Tah is in Orachayim, Simon Ayan Aleph, Sivkotin Aleph, Zachirish Nifla. He suggests that the whole to-do with Rabbi Natan against the Rosh is simply boiled down to the 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Rosh is boiled down to the 2 days. What's the reason for the Easter of Onein B'mitzvot and B'bosser V'yayin? Remember, Tosfos in Brachot puts the two together. They start talking about mitzvot and they throw in Nisr and B'bosser V'yayin. Obviously they say Seres Haba Hotalia. So the Rabbi Natan says the Tanz is a double Pashut. It doesn't only mean case of a brother with a husband with an in-town with an out-of-town with a, it's all boils down to one thing. In effect, because of these circumstances, it's Yesh L'Mishi Yisra Matzah. And the Rabbein Atam holds that Yesh L'Mishi Yisra Matzah, there's no din of aninus. It's passed like that day in Yerushalmi. And the Rosh holds the other way around. Kvod HaShemek. That says in the Torah, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. However, it's very difficult. This would only seem to work if you assume, as some do, that the shadow of the 2 days in Yerushalmi is either you're usher, because of Kvodo Shomei, or you are in effect chayav. Because after all, at a time seems to say, Pashtus, that is Mutter of Bosser Yayin v'chayav v'mitzvot. But according to what we explained yesterday, the day before, that part of you certainly are, because of the Yerushalmi of Yom HaMashatan Oskin the Mason, and or the Tzvara of Tzedet in the Mitzvot. So therefore, if you learn that you're certainly going to be Pater, because of, even according to the other day in Yerushalmi, you cannot possibly tie the Machlokos, the Rosh, and Rabbein Atam, because according to Rabbein Atam, you're going to be Chayiv and Mitzvot, in with the 2 days in Yerushalmi, as to whether or not you are, whether it's Kodosh or Meis, or whether it's Yisra, Maso. It's only the Rosh. The Rajas, by now, I saw most of you saw by now, and they thank God the new, beautiful, type of requirements. The Rajas seems to say exactly this. The Rajas seems to say exactly what the Tzad says. That the Rabbeinu Tzad doesn't say anything special, just the 2 days since Yerushalmi. Okay? This is the Shita Sarajba. But the Rova Poskim are clearly against the Rajas. The Rova Poskim assume that you don't split and say Mutzah the Bust of the Yayin and still Potem and Amit. That's the Rajas. Chiddush. That's his own idiosyncratic sheep that no one else holds that way. The Pashtus. At least the Halacha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Rajva. And therefore, the Lamaisis, we follow the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz's chat becomes impossible. Impossible. Moreover, so what are you giving a case of a husband with a brother within town? Just say Pashtus. You got to say it's all in Greek. You want to say we pass, you to my soul. You give a case with a brother, and then it's, just say straight. It doesn't have to be a brother or a sister, it could be a cousin, it could be a stranger, it could be anybody who's no semato. But this is, the Rataz is trying, it's quite unlikely. Interestingly, what I asked you to see the Prima Garden, which for those who maybe didn't see, it's a super commentary on the Taz, on the end of Avraham and Arachim. There's the Mishpat Ozov on the Taz, and the Eish Avraham on the Mogan Avraham, as opposed to the Eish Avraham Buchach, different state, which is on the Mamakom later on, which we'll get to next week sometime. So the Prima Gadim says that the Taz must have learned Pshat and Kvodo Shomeis like the Levush. He quotes the language in the Levush, which I found as Mishnah Berurah quotes in, as well in Siman Ayin Aleph. The idea Shelo Yomu Meis the Kalvi Eino Veino Chored Al Nisoso Veino Nival. So that's the case, Rabbi Osai. You're an Onen in the Irach Eretz Medina. Right? According to the Rosh. It's not a matter of a low plug. It is actually Medina. Oh, but the Rosh, this is what we spoke about the Tani yesterday, the Rosh didn't hold from the Kvaro Shemesh of the Levush. The rush on Kvaro Shemesh means he's so preoccupied taking care of the needs of the maid. The Prima Gadim says that there was an according to Shitas a rush. But he argues in Rabbeinu Tam, you know why he argues? Because of a low plug. Because of a low plug. That's why he argues. But if not for the low plug, the rush would concede that Rabbeinu Tam would be right. Now, we had a discussion yesterday, and I asked the Shaila, and I got a tshuva, as to whether the low plug of the rush is limited to the case of the Rabbeinu Tam being out of town, or includes even the wedding Rabbeinu Tam is in town. So let's look at the lush of the rush to see. Yesterday we just talked to Teresh about Peh. Now the Shaila Meshav has said his piece. Let's see if he's right or wrong. Okay, about sides. Simon, what, Nun Hey, correct? Simon Nun Hey. Simon Nun Hey. Okay, so what does it say there? Look and ever look inside, see what it says. No? What do you say? Who's right? Are you right or not? No? What does it say? Let's see what it says carefully. It tells a story. Okay? Rush says Rabbi Natan is wrong. Can't be. It's every brother and every son. It's impossible. Elavad in the last line. Lo plug rabbona. Elakolam misablim misonanim. The kulan kru and mutal the love lekovro. Vafilu ain't over here. Slobin and mutal the funa. Now he is daiti. It's muchrach mamish that Tani is correct. Mamish muchrach. Because it's vafilu is a vafilu. Right? That means even if it's Be'ir, he still has to come out of the low plug. No, if I thought it's Bechma foolish in the rush, the Tani is correct. Why am I being so, belaboring the point so much? What's wrong? Avada, he's right. You have your Mahara and the Sholem Eshiv. Avada is right. The Tzaddik had this gewaldig sefer. It's such a beautiful sefer. The Divrei Sofer, I say, it's Mamasha, it's an encyclopedia. Mwah! 99.9% right. But over here, he started up with Tani. I think he's wrong. What can I do? I have to defend my people. Here he writes, and he has in the Birur Halacha, in the Birur Halacha on the bottom, he says the other way, that he says it based upon the rush. As if he thinks that it's Mukhuk in the rush, it's Mavur in the rush, that in the Ol Sa'ir, it's us the Mishun Kvodo Shomet, and you only need the low plug in the case in which it is ain't over here. Okay? Let's see if I can find the exact line that I'm making reference to. You know, he has Dibra Masas that goes to span pages. Here we go. Pineach Sharosh Osa Akshubir Acher. Nikomka Mavur Bidvarov. She'ain Demi Osa Tam She'osav Osa here. Demi Osa here Kostav She'osav Mishum Kvodo. Ubir Acher is Kostav Atam Mishum Lo Plug. I don't know. What's Kostav? Do you see it anywhere? I don't know. Unless he maybe had, I thought he had a letter missing. You don't have the Vav. I thought if he's missing the Vav of Vafilu with Afilu, then it would stand it says Kosa. But the way we have the Gersa, I don't know if it says Kosa Faker. So I'm just giving to you, within the Dibra Maskel of Afilu, this is a sub-Dibra Maskel of Vihine on page I and Vav. I think he's wrong, and Tani is correct. Forgive me if I'm prejudiced to show him. But I think that's why I was teasing an answer out of you yesterday. I wanted someone to say this way. So I should be the only one that's fighting with this wonderful say. That's two against one. I feel a little bit better. All right. Good. Now, once we're on the topic, here in this, in his paper, different so from Chav Beis, he quotes the Rush the way I quoted it. Because of a Rush, Yeshamim, that feel the time Hasheni, and you shall me, who putter, El Sharashus, Piyodalahapni. That's the way I left Shat in the Rush. I said, certainly, a putter. The whole machlok today is in the Yerushalmi, is whether it's usur or not. So on the bottom, in Os Reish, beautiful sefer, he has the kasha which the Chazon Ish has, about Tanya Potter Mitzia Shofar. And that basically tries to retract and say, no, it's either either it is usur to Zumitzis or it's Chayat to Zumitzis. But the way we based on what we explained Barichas yesterday and the day before, that's incorrect, and the Pasha says his first Muskovishan is right, but the Rosh Kimsa is saying, despite the way it's Yerushalmi, that's either Osir or not Osir, but it certainly would be Potter, at least be most Hachol. Good. Now, Rabotai. There is a Bach. The Bach tries to defend Rabbi Natan by minimizing what Rabbi Natan says. You know, the best way to defend somebody is by minimizing his position. No, of course, Rabbi Natan only meant it if it's chutz la'ir, and only if it's in the title is the tevusa. In the town itself, there's a relative, which the relative is taken care. And the Bach says it's nothing to do with chvodo shomeis nisim asar. He goes against the son-in-law, as we often find the shver and edim argue. And I think the Bach is 100% right, as we said before, the taz is shver. No, the Bach is this shver, but here the taz is shver. And the Bach is correct, we think, that this has nothing to do with those two lishonos, this machlok. Oh, but here's what the Bach is. One thing I'm not sure is right. See, it seems to me that the bizoyan of Kvodah Shemesh is somewhat contextual. In other words, we say, what's a bizoyan? Well, someone else is doing it. That proof is a bizoyan. How come you're not doing it? Rabbi Natan said, how come I'm not doing it? I'm so far away, and my brother-in-law, her husband, is taking care. It's not a bizoyan if I stay in my hometown. The Bach writes, who is the Nami Faker? What would happen if some woman would pass away, and her brother is in town, and her husband's out of town? Says the Bach. Rabbi Natan said exactly the same thing. That her brother will take care, and the husband is not an aninus because after all he's out of town. L'aninus died to yesh l'chalek tuva. I'll explain the difference. Because if the husband is the closest of kin who's in town and the brother's out of town and the brother sits still and doesn't take care, that's not a bizarre anamesis. The husband takes care and I'm out of town. But the other way around, what? The husband will sit there and let the brother take care. Chas v'sholem. That's a bizarre for the kavod anamesis. He, the husband, is staying in his hometown where he's never lost his wife. Well, let the brother take care of him. That sounds like a marriage that's not very, now it's terminated, we won't discuss it, but it probably wasn't that great to begin with. That's a bizarre amaze. What's going on over here? So I don't think you have the automatic, the opposite, which the Bach claims. I don't think it's necessarily the case. Oh, so look at this. The Bir Halacha has a Gemalik Akasha. He said, look, if the Rosh is based upon low plug, he has a Kasha against the Taz. The Taz says that the Shaila of the Rosh against Rabbeinu Tam is based upon the Tula Shonas and the Yerushalmi. Correct the Bir Halacha. Why? Low plug. I can say low plug according to this Lashon Yerushalmi. I can say low plug according to the other Lashon Yerushalmi. What's going on with low plug? It's not that you're getting an intrinsic case. Why is it an anemis? It's a low plug. So I can say low plug going to one day in the Shalmi, low plug going to another day in the Shalmi. That's his kasha. Yeah, so he's really very, very terrible. The answer to Taz is not right. The answer is that if you see from the very fact that you, it's based upon a low plug indicator, there's nothing to do with the two Lashonos and the Yerushalmi, but rather, the Bach is right. The Bach is right. Now, this Sefer Bialach is partial to the Taz, because he thinks, as I mentioned to you before, that according to one Lashon Yerushalmi, a Chayv in Mitzvah. That makes the Taz and Shita tenable, at least. Right? But according to the way he saw it, the way the Rosh said, that according to both Lashonos and Yerushalmi, your potter, that's not a... Again, he's assuming according to one Lashon Yerushalmi, you'd be Chayv in Mitzvah. Kondo, we said before, according to everybody, a potter, that makes the Taz and Shita untenable, and especially since the Rosh himself is the one who said it, the feed of earth, he himself admitted it, he quoted a Rosh. I call you Kotev a Rosh, J.S. Omer. is in Sivkot and Chavez. So once you can see that the Rosh said that, you know, you may argue personally, you can't bring the Machlok with the Rosh Nerven at time with the two Lashonis and the Rishonis. It doesn't fit. So therefore, we're again concluding that the against the Taz, rather like the Bach. Now I want to talk about modern Shilas. So now we're discussing classical Shilas, not modern Shilas, and we'll see it's going to be, not going to finish it today, it's going to come up again and again, this issue. It starts with a parenthetical remark on this Gevaldige Sefer, Divrei Sofer. As in the middle of this lengthy discussion in the Biur Halacha, something in brackets and parentheses. Such a very remarkable parentheses, which is found a few places. And I think it's extremely relevant. Extremely relevant. The assumption of the entire child of the Russian of Tam is that if you're out of town, you can't do anything to help the mix, which is certainly was true in those days. The same page I involve, Vitzorech Ian Bizmanenu, She'ev Shalasayeya Vitzorech Kvura Derech HaTelephone, Filipizeh, Gan Be'ir Acheres, Havi Onon, Afelotam de Loflug. He's gone with his Loflug business already. So this Afkamin is non-existent. We said it's Loflug all the time. But the principle is very significant, extremely significant. And this is even not even Lemaisa, not if it's because of low plug, but not because of low plug. But I'll give you a very practical case, Lemaisa. Even according to those post-game who hold against him at a time, it's all... This is an Afkamina, which is much more Lemaisa. What happens in a case, Rabotai, which a person gets a telegram, that's what they used to talk about in those days. Nebuchadnezzar, a relative, died hundreds of miles away. And that's it. You take it a week to get there. We don't to go. In those days, they didn't have 747. You know, across Europe, from one Eastern Europe to Western Europe. Telegraphs started to work, you know, at the end of the 19th century. So in 2 seconds, it went from, you know, hundreds of miles. But to get across hundreds of miles from backward Ukraine to somewhere in Western Europe, well, you couldn't move. So what's the din? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? What's the din? So the big machlekas are v'shachron and what to do in that kind of a case. Big machlekas. What's your status if you don't plan to go to the burial? So the halakha and the tziv, paskin, the meshiv dover, we have it, I have a copy on my table. The meshiv dover, chelik beis simanai and beis on the ma'am akarmis. And the tziv says, nayu and aninus, and the Avelis does not begin until the time of the Kavura. You'll get a cable. Tomorrow, the Kavura, the burial will be at such and such a time. That's when the Avelis begins. It's against the Mefurish, the Gemara, Chavet, Mishayach, Ziru Penehem. Right? Mefurish. You don't have to be about it. You only Kavura proper for Avelis. Right? You went along and you turned your back. And says in Nesiv, no! There, you will allow the Mace to a certain point. It's like today. You went to the airport. You went to Kennedy Airport, right? You're a relative of the Nifty. You go to Kennedy Airport. One son goes along, and the three other sons stay behind. So those who travel went to the airport, and Nebuch, they tearfully bid farewell to the Nifty, and they go back home, and they turn their back when they're like, "Oh, we have been there, never been there. Should never have to be there." They have this cargo section, and then they bring that metal grate, that metal door comes down, boom, like such a finality. You know, that's it, and then take the, you know, but that's it, that's the plan. What they can't, there's nothing to do anymore. They go back home, never crying. So at that point in time, their Avelis begins. We'll discuss later in the Sugyas, what about the one who went along comes back? That's complicated. But there they were Malava, they made somebody, they did something. So then we say, oh, they did something, so Avelis starts early. But if they did nothing, they got a cable. Hundreds of miles away, the Nebuchadnezzar relative passed away. So they got to. They didn't do anything. If they didn't do anything, so you can't say, "Oh, they were misasik with the mace, and now let the Avelis begin." No, they didn't do anything. If they didn't do anything, says the Halakha and Tziv, the Avelis doesn't begin. You're rather in a state of aninus, and well, you'll be an Avelis when you find out that the burial, or you'll be bashar that the burial took place. Yes.
That's the thing. They also didn't do anything.
That's doing something. What do you mean? Why? Simulava is an amazing. Havoya is amazing. It's a tremendous mitzvah.
Well, why
does that
dictate that
a veil is
from the
stuff
that you turn your head
up and you don't? You want to argue the Nitziv? Nachamala Shver. The Nitziv was the Shver, and he had a son-in-law. The son was a Befal Shapiro, the famous Befal Shapiro, father-in-law of Chaim Rizka. This was a man, the Torah Shafal. He passed it against Shem Aleichem. He passed it against the Shver. He passed in that the Avelus begins immediately. The story is told, I think the story is even printed in the Sechem, and I think this part, I'm not sure, but I know the story from the base of Rav, the Nebuch, when the Nitzim was Nifter, I think it was Nifter, you know the whole story, they closed the 11th Yeshiva, so the Nitzim was Nifter, I think it was in Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm thinking, mixing up, wherever he was, I forgot, maybe it was in Warsaw. And his daughter and son-in-law, Rabbi Foyle, were far away. And they sent the cable. Nebuch said, a bereaved daughter and son-in-law, that Nebuch was the Nitzim was Nifter. And here's his daughter, what's she going to do now? According to her father, she's in Anilus. According to her husband, she's in Avelus. Well, you have a Kabbalah what she did? Yeah. She was to her husband?
No, I can still
lie. Oh, okay. It's always a good idea to see your husband, especially if he's, you know, if he's a false appear. Good. That's probably what happened. You'll check up with the family sources what exactly happened. And that's how I was told. It came up on Halacha L'Maaseh that if Machlokes was between the Shver and the Edom, it really happened. Historically. Let's go on. So the Chorah, we can say as follows. That when the Nitzim says that the person is in the state of Aninus until the time of the burial, the Nitzim only said it in his day when the person got the telegram, didn't do anything. But B'zman HaZeh, you don't get telegrams, you get telephone. When you get a telephone that tells you that never someone passed away, you don't just sit in your hands and do nothing. What do? You know what you do. You pick up the phone, call this one. I've never been in a place where never someone passed away, and they're making all you do is phone. So what do you say this phone? You don't do anything. It's all phone. So who's going to say a hesped, and who's going to be the burial, who's going to pay the money, and who's going to arrange this and that. So therefore, there is this askus, even if you're so far away. So therefore, the Nitziv presumably would concede that once this askus ends, that the Aninus ends. Right? Because you did what you did, now you're all the, that's it. No more phone. Let's go further than that. Yes.
Would you ever be able to decide that I can't know nothing anymore?
I mean,
once you access the phone, then until it's actually
for you,
never know what you're
supposed to be. I don't know if that's so. Let's say for argument's sake, someone's in Eretz Yisrael and someone's in America. Just for argument's sake. And let's say the Kavura will be, everything is happening in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in America. So after a certain point in time, there's just nothing to do, because they already arranged, you already arranged the Makom HaKavur, you already arranged who's going to say that space, and you already arranged, and the Leviath falls, I don't know, for the next day or for 2 hours later. Just nothing, you can't do it anymore. You call everyone you have to call. Is it? Nothing more? Yeah. You can't get there. It's California. The sea, the shining sea. It's a big country. Huh? No. We'll see later. But you're going to go to the Levaya. It's a different story. So it's one uninterrupted view in the Fisaskus, as opposed to the case in which you don't plan to go as far away. Oh. Now, interesting. The Marasham and Rabbi Paul Shapiro said you get a telegram, you avail us immediately. I claim that they wouldn't say that anymore. Why? Because that was when you got a telegram, nothing to do about it. But you might start the avail us. But the man has said you got a telegram, you get a telephone call rather. Phone. So even the Marasham and the Rabbi Paul Shapiro would agree that calls man, you're making all these so many phone calls that you'd be in Aninus. So I'm now being mamayat the machlokas significantly. Namely, as long as the calls are being made back and forth, then everyone agrees that there is aninus. The only machlokes which is left is, when does the avelus begin? According to the Nitziv, it does not begin until the time of the Kavura. And according to But I take that back. The Tziv might also agree. Everyone might agree in this case where there was this askus, and this askus is concluded that the avelus begins as soon as this askus ends. Could be the whole machlekes is butler as matters there. Everyone talks to famous machlekes with the Tziv, with the Rav Paul Shapiro. Could be there's no machlekes. But nowadays, that even if you're far away, you can be misasek. Everyone, I think, has to agree that why the misasek yavadinus? The person is mitapa b'tzorchei ames. That's clear. The question is only, what about when the avelus begins? So Rav Paul Shapiro will certainly say that the avelus begins masham. As you finish the askus, the avelus begins. That's for sure. What will the Nitziv say? That's a big question. What will the Nitziv say? What will the Nitziv say? So, it's not completely clear what he would say. Let's assume for the moment you didn't see the Meshav Dov yet, so far to go into all the details of what he, the whole very big Chiddush of Pshat in the Sugya and on the Chav Beis, a very big Chiddush in the Rambam. Let's hold off a little bit about on this Nakuda. It's possible there's no Machlekes in Rabbi Zvana Zeh. It's possible there is a Machlekes. Namely, after the finished the telephone calls before the Kavura, could be a quantity of a false Shapiro, and you are certainly in Avelis. And according to the Nitziv, neither here nor there. We already mentioned about the possibility neither here nor there, the halacha that we follow the shita of the Elisir Abonim for sure. They even according to the Rambam, we'll see in some of the Chiddush and Rambam, I don't want to jump ahead of myself. We'll have to discuss it a little bit later, sometime next week. Okay, but the possibility exists, a remarkable possibility. So even though we're not like the Rambam, that the sermon of Elis applied during the time of Aninus, nonetheless, the possibility exists that you have a break. You finish the tipul b'meis. Okay? So now you took care of all that. So your adinus is over. The avelus didn't begin yet. Quit. Get it. Go take a shave. Go take a shower. Because you have a few hours of leeway when you have a break in between. That possibility exists. And I'm not saying it for sure, but at least it's a possibility since the old avelus is the rabban. Okay. Let's discuss now, Rabotai, the various riots back and forth on this issue. So, there are two riots that avails does not begin if you're far away. And you don't plan to go and you can't do anything. Again, before telephone. One riot from the Rosh. The Rosh arguing Rabbi Natan in this very case. We pass like the Rosh. This is the case. Right? What's the difference? They tell Rabbi Natan far away that your sister died. And Rabbi Natan said, there's no din of aninus. And the Rosh said, you're wrong. Lo plug. You have aninus anyway. This is mamash the case. No. What is a machlekes in the 19th century? So many machlekes we shun him because of Rabbi Natan and the Rosh. We pass like the Rosh in this very case. And therefore, there seems to be no doubt about it that there would be a halacha of aninus in such a circumstance. That's raya number one. Raya number two is the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinran Aleph, Siv Dalet. Give a look for a minute. Siv Dalet. We saw part of it yesterday. Misha meis b'tfisa, v'lonita nekvura, lochala lakrova manina. Someone never died in jail, they wanted to buy the house. We spoke about that yesterday. But it's got my veilas. Okay? There's neither here nor there. But look at the next one. We didn't discuss it yesterday. V'chein. In krovei ames b'tfisa. Not that the person who died is in jail. The relative is in jail. Ein aninus chal aleihem. Aninus does not take effect upon them. What do you mean, ein aninus? What kind of language? Ein aninus chal aleihem. What about avelus? What do you say? Is there avelus or no avelus? No, Rabbi Sai. No? What do you say? Is there avelus? Read again. Misha meis b'tfisa l'nidah l'kvura l'ochal al-akvavam aninus וגם אבל סוחר עליהם. וכן, מה זה וכן מין? מה זה וכן מין? Similarly, in Skol Yamez Petfisa, Ein Adinu Schal Aleim, and as the Mephoshim point out, based on presumably upon the Vechaim, there's no Avelus Yidu, who says so? The Derech HaChaim. According to the Divrei Sofim, Ein Gimel. No, if that's the case, Rabbi Otai, Mephoosh, Mephoosh, you have neither Avelus nor Adinu, it's exactly the same kind of a case, right? Whether if you're in jail, you're a brother, you're in jail, well, you're in jail because you're 200 miles away and you can't get there because there are no planes and no trains and no horses, nothing. So you're also in jail. Kivayachal, jail. I haven't discussed it yet because it's not politically correct and I'm going to disagree with the conclusions. But the Divrei Sofrim has a discussion about a woman who's married. One of the Ramban, the Namakomas. And I maybe should say now the tapes are turning over. He has an expression, a woman who's married is in jail. I mean, I don't quite use that language. It's like I said, a new selection. She's simply unable to take care because she's busy taking care of her husband and family. So, yeah, let's put that aside. But, let's start the next week. But here, we suggest that this is considered like the same as jail. Either you're literally in jail, or you're in a situation in which you simply can't get there, so you can't get there. Yes, Mom.
In the answer to the Shabbara, he said, the next
thing, that's a pretty sharp diuk. But it would be strange that the Vechain, because the first thing, he says, the Farish is neither nor, and the third thing also neither nor. And in the middle of the Vechain, so, I mean, up to the Ruchla, he's going to say it every time, the same thing. That's what I would respond. But maybe you have a point. Maybe someone argued in Derech HaChaim. He quotes over here, Derech HaChaim. He doesn't quote anybody to argue. It's a pretty big encyclopedia. So if someone would argue, he would know about it, he would have quoted it. You argue, sure? Yeah. I agree. Okay, I agree. But nonetheless, I agree, but nonetheless, the Derech HaChaim said it, no one, so far that we have no one in print who argues, and I'm going to assume it's so. Yes? No, he's in jail. No, the plans are proceeding apace. He's in jail. He has three other brothers who are taking care of everything. About that. How do you get out of these riots? So in the Birur HaLocha, you get out like this. The first raya he gets out of, and only one way out, to learn pshat in Rabbi Natan, not the conventional way. There's an alternate pshat in Rabbi Natan. Not you saw yet in the Ma'amah Kamas. What the story was. What exactly was the story with Rabbi Natan? What happened? We all know what happened. We think we know what happened. Rabbi Natan is in city A. His sister passes away in city B, and there her husband lives in city B. Everything's happening in city B, the B for burial. So it says burial is where the burial will be in city B. Or then say, Ratam is in city A, and he's not going anywhere. I have to punch him shot, no? That's exactly this case. Oh, but Rabbeinu Yonah has a different version. Mom, it's a different story. That's amazing. Quotes of Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Same story, but a different version of the story. I mean, a completely different version. What is the version of the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sechta Brachas, the one that I asked you to look at? This is about well, he puts it slightly differently. Rabbeinu Tam had in mind to go to Ayik Shaddai to Lelech Laoso Ha'ir Vudachuk Ma'od to Kulahilo Sosim of Lothayu Sosim Apolskim. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a different version. What's the version? What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? That the Kvura was in city A, not in city B. Rabbeinu Tam was in city A, his sister and brother-in-law in city B, and the Kvura is in city A. You have Rabbeinu Yonah? Want to read it to me? I just don't have my Gemara Brachos so here. I left it on my desk. What did you say?
Anything you feel the ear,
Ah, that's exactly so. They told him that your sister died down in the next city, and they bring her back to where you are. So in that case, Rabbi, even in that case, Rabbi Natan said, there's no Anidus. And that's where the Rosh argued against him. But in the case that we call Rabbi Natan, what we call Rabbi Natan, where you're not going anywhere, the Rosh would agree that there's no Anidus and in that kind of a circumstance. A bit of a dochak, because after all the other poskim are against the Rabbi Yonah's version. That's not their version of what Rabbi Natan, what really happened in the story of Maaseh the Rabbeinu Tam. What about the second raya? So he quotes here the Chelkas Yaakov, that's the Rav of Tzirich, Chron Levrach, who said that, you know what, the reason why there's no Avelus in the case where the person is in jail is in the same city. We have in Simon Shin Ayin Hey, the one I asked you to see, that if you're in the same city and the base is being buried around the corner, so you don't start the Avelus right away. All of the mace is being taken to a base olam far away. As you saw, I don't know if you saw the Maamar Kamos, the Ramban, one of the Rambans has that, and it's in Simon Shin Ayin Hey in Siv Beis. And the Shaf, I asked the piece of Kodim, Aleph quotes the Ramban. I, the Machabes, argues in Simon Shin Tzadi Tes Siv Yudalit. That's the case of Erev Yontov, the last minute. They're trying to do a kfura so that the shiva, we'll learn later, if the shiva begins a minute before Yantav, it's knocked off. But otherwise, it's after the shiva after Yantav. It's a very difficult circumstance. So they're racing the clock, and they give it to the goyim. The whole story, the Shulchan Aruch says that in Yantav, an Erev Yantav, is somehow different. Why is it different? Because he can't go. It's so close to Yom. So here the Chalkas Yaakov has to do some kind of a tightrope walk over here. It's a tightrope walk. And on the one hand, the reason why the case of jail is different than the case of 200 miles away, because the jail is only 2 miles away. It's right there in town. That's where do you keep the jail? Jail's in town, right? So that's why it's different. Hi, Frank Zakasha. Who cares if it's in town? But in the Erev Yontif, even if it's in town, it's the equivalent of out of town. That's what the Dogon Mavol explains in the beginning of the Shinai, and how you'll get to it later in the Mamma comes. No, it's not quite exactly the same. It's not much a tightrope. Not quite exactly the same, says the Chalkas Yaakov. Why not? Because the Easter of Yontif is Mashiach Das. But if you're in jail, as someone just said, you'll get out of jail maybe. Yontif, you're not going to stop the sun. The Shemesh will give him a dome, hasn't happened in a long time. So you can't do, but you can get out of jail, maybe get out of jail. A little shver raised. So the parsha pshat of all this is that the nativ is right. The shver is right. Well, I'll discuss later, because next week some of the other riots are back and forth. Maybe we'll discuss some of them now, because once we're on the topic, maybe it pays to involve ourselves some more. Let's discuss in this context exactly when does Avelus begin. We mentioned yesterday the idea of Nimsa the Katafim and how the Chochmas Adam was upset. How come people still refrain from doing mitzvahs after they already took care of everything with the Chevra Kadisha? They already made arrangements with the Chevra Kadisha, but once they made this arrangement they should really start, their Aninus is basically over, and they should really start to do mitzvahs. The Pesach should have quoted this in Siman Shin and Aleph, Sif Katan, Chav Aleph. Says in Oda Yehuda, no, it's different. Because we taught it yesterday, we read it together. That Bisman has said, the minute after you arrange the Chavah Kadisha, the Avel and walk together, you malava the mace to the mace akvaris. When you malava the mace to the mace akvaris, it's different. Where do you get it from? You got it from Hagot Maimini. In Perek Dalet, Siv Koton Vov. What does our ghost Maimi say in Perek Dalet, Siv Koton Vov? Says, quote, the Saskalon, im holech im ameis pesfina, o ba'agola, he domil the nimsa le katofim, ilo. So there's not a beautiful shot. He gave it to the katofim. He's going along. And the shayla is it have the same status or not? Laniyah's diet is status tamua. Doesn't say he was most of the katan when he went along. What's it in? No. Misaplan imholechim ameis b'svino b'agola. He dummy, is it the equivalent of Nimsa the Katafim Olo? And it's, in fact, this kasha is raised not only by me, but it's raised by the Stei Chemez. The Stei Chemez says that with all the beautiful shot and the topic of the words, and the words of the topic of the Agolas Mami are very difficult, hard to believe. Moreover, as I mentioned to you already yesterday, the Stei Chemez says, and in Sim Shalomah the topic within the Agolas Mami, how should we machriya the suffix? This is what I mentioned to you before. How you machriya suffix of this type? On the one hand, you have a sign of a bitzah to say the oraisa, or then you have an isa de rabbana. What do you do? Which way should you go? No. Follow the oraisa. I mentioned that in the context of the two lashonos to Yerushalmi. Here's what the Stei Chemez is on this. It's another Behuda. A, his child is wrong, and if his child be right, we should still be machriya the other way around. And say the Yechayim and Mitzvah. Those are the kashas of the Stei Chemez. And therefore, if the Stei Chemez is wrong, so now we're in very, excuse me, if the Stei Chemez is right, and though the Behuda is wrong, we're in very deep trouble. So how come it's manazel when people are misadah with the Chevra Kadisha, they continue to abstain from performing mitzvahs, but according to what we're saying now, no, this child is wrong, and that goes my meaning. And therefore, if you actually are most of the katafim, the chora, you should have a status of this of the katafim, which is most of the boss of the eye, and presumably therefore chayav mitzvah, quote everyone except for the Rashba. So how come the minute Yisrael, even to this day, is that we don't perform mitzvahs, even after the chevra kadish has been called in? That's the kash. I'm telling you an answer. The Stei Chemez himself, explains that no, You really should start doing mitzvahs as soon as you pay the Chevra Kadish. So you pay is gone. Now, Bizman Azeh, we live in America. America, the land of credit. People just don't pay the Chevra Kadish in advance. It's just not done. So, what happens is you get an outrageous bill, or a week later you start screaming, "Oh!" Okay. But at least my experience tells me that, as a rule, when there's a situation of a levaya, not to go running to the bank to get a certified check or cash, even a plain check, they take care of it in the funeral home, they take care of it in the burial plot. Hey, here's a bill. And if you don't pay, they'll get it, they'll send a collection agency after you. But according to Stei Chemez, since you haven't paid yet, so therefore you are not in the situation, you're not in the category of the Chokhmas Adam, of the giving it over, quote unquote, to the katan. You gotta pay. That's number one. Number two. In the Sefer Matzevus Moshe on the Mount of Comments, written in memory of his son, the Chochmas Adam writes that it's only true this din that you should lose the status of aninus. It's only true after the grave is already dug out. Why? Since when is digging a grave have relevant to this discussion? So the Divrei Sofim explains beautifully. If you look later on in Simon Tuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, you see that they would be Mekonein Umasbid until they dug the grave. They didn't have machines. They were shovels. So it calls mind that the workers are digging the grave, they were busy being Masbid. I don't say they're doing nothing. So therefore, Bizman Azerabotai, they were Masbid by the Leviah in the funeral home. There's no question that until you say that Sfeidim, and that Sfeidim is still going on, that the status of Aninus continues to exist, even according to the Chochmas Adam. Interestingly, the Chochmas Adam himself is mashma. You don't have to pay the Chevra Kadisha. You have to make up how much you're going to pay them. But I'll tell you a secret. Even now they don't have nowadays. They don't need it. They don't make up. The bill comes later. Well, you ripped me off. But B'Shaita, they don't dicker usually with every last dollar in advance. So therefore, I'm confident that we have a right to do what we've been doing for all these years, namely that the people who are related don't perform mitzvahs up and until the kavura, even though we have Chevra Kadisha nowadays. It's interesting, the Netziv, typical Netziv Chiddush, when he talks about the the din of Mitzarul the Katafim, he calls the Gemara Bava Mitzia. You know, from the left field. And Mitzia means Miyad Liyad. You have to actually hand it over, the handoff. Mitzarul the Katafim. Anything less than that is not considered to be in the category of a Mitzira. Because we don't have that Mitzia, it's not there. I don't know. They're passionate, we don't go that far. We pass any assassins. He's working on the telephone, he said before. Even the different soul from himself, admits to halacha, would be considered sufficient assassins. Now let's go back, however, to a discussion of what exactly is the psak in this issue. But when the hour that you're going to actually accompany the mace, even the Chacham Sodom in his pure case would agree that during those hours of accompaniment, you're going to be put to the call of mitzvah. You're also going to miss the mitzvah of the mace. Well, you have the full-blown status of Aninus, which I think you probably would have again, would resume Aninus Haiti. Or even if not, you're certainly also going to miss them. There's nothing to talk about. So again, the intervening hours is before the Hesped, so there's still the Aninus. So later on, after the Hesped, it's mamish the time of the Halvayah, the Mesh and HaKfura, so you're going to be part of the straight until the Kfura. Oh, so here I wanted you to see, if you just give me my tour, if you don't mind, it's number 3 on the pile. That's it. There's a Darkei Moshe HaOruch. He's not my Goyenus, this is the Goyenus of the Divrei Sofer. Who looks at the Darkei Moshe HaOruch? For those who don't know, Ramona wrote a lengthy treatise, and he was Oiskechap by the Beit Yosef, who put out the Sefer just before him, and he felt, what did I do? I was all for naught. Because everything I wanted to do was already done better before me, better, bigger, Rav Yosef Kara. But, you know, there's always certain new things. So the Sefer was printed. Then the editor said, that would be crazy. It's identical. So they only printed in the bottom of the tour, in the Darkei Moshe, what the Beit Yosef did not write. And so it's an edited edition. Whenever you edit things, they're always, anyone here ever been an editor of something? These are editing before, it's after, it's here, it's there. There's always going to be certain things. So they did us a service in the new tour, at least in the big edition. They printed the Darkei Moshe HaOruch. So on this simon, he quotes Agos Maimini, the Tzachalon, and he has an extra phrase. V'ayin b'divi Rabbeinu Yonah she'echto v'samah. So the Rahelig Ramah understood that what this Agos Maimini has something to do with the Rabbeinu Yonah which he writes the summer. What Rabbeinu Yonah? Here's the problem, the mystery story. He quotes two Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's not clear, it's unclear, which Rabbeinu Yonah he's talking about. What are the two Rabbeinu Yonahs? There are two dinners which we all know. You don't have that Rabbeinu, because we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch. One Rabbeinu Yonah, take a look, the Avos Shulchan Aruch, $6. Just give a look, you'll see. There are two dinim which are quoted, one in Gimel, one in Dalet, both from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Both from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see which one of them he means. It's just a matter of detective work now. Detective work. Open up, please. You have a Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look together. What is about the two-day trip? Mokum shenosin hameis meir leir. In mokum karavu havikilu mutal lefana. Avalamu mokum rochok kon ma'alach shnei yomim. Mutter atyavo le'ir kvurasa. Source, in the parentheses. What does it say? Rabbeinu Yonah, Perek Misha Mesa. That's one thing of Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Darkei Moshe. In Sipkatan Ches. But earlier, in Sipkatan Ches, he quotes a different Rabbeinu Yonah. What different Rabbeinu Yonah does he quote? He says, This is in the case of the jail story. It's sort of similar idea in the rush. Right? You tried, you can't get the mates out, you're in trouble, you can't get them out. So ain't a nikratirda, so therefore you're chayav in mitzvah. That's also Rabbeinu, that's found in Shulchan Aruch, correct? Siv Dalit. That Misha Meis B'Tfisa. Well, Nitzan L'Kvura, what do I mean? You're trying, and you can't do it anymore. Are you still making certain attempts to try to get the mace out of jail? That's not called a tirda v'chayav in the mitzvah. So now the mystery story, the detective story begins about Sai. This is our finale. I hope to finish it. I don't want to be in the middle of a detective story over the whole Shabbos. Shouldn't lose any sleep. Let's try to complete this episode, if we can, in this mystery series. Okay? What exactly did the Ramon mean when he said those mystery words in Kotan Zion, I am the Div Rabbein Yon? So this, put together by the Divrei, Sol from Divrei Amaso, Misha Misaruhu. So which one is it? Is it the first din, or is it the second din? If it's the din of no sin, me'ir le'ir, what do you see? That a makom rochok, a two-day trip, so the aninus is suspended. What's the implication of both sides? That in a makom karov, the aninus is maintained throughout. Now here's a case where the person is malava the mace. Where's malava the mace? And Rabbi Kiva Hege learns pshad and it's Ramah. That's referring to a case of Misarul the Katafim. It's our case. Misarul the Katafim, and he went along. And what do you see clearly? That only if it's a two-day journey is the Aninus suspended. But if it's a shorter journey, then even though he went along with the Katafim, the Aninus is maintained. So if the Ramah meant that, if the Rabbi Kivega's shot is right, and the Ramah was referring to this, to what he's, if the Ramah was referring to the Ramah, the Rabbah was referring in the Darkei Moshe, what he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Matra, and the Agon, Shulchan Aruch, and if the Kivega is right, then it's clear that the nose of Yehuda wins. Right? You go along with the mace, with the katafim, and it's a short journey, and Aninus is maintained. This is one possibility, and the winner is the nose of Yehuda. His shot is the correct shot, both in the Hagos Maimini, and in the Ramah's cryptic Ramah. That's shot number one. However, shot number two, perhaps there are more ayin, Rabbeinu Yonah, the other Rabbeinu Yonah, Meis Petzvisa. Meis Petzvisa is not considered to be in the category of an onay. Why? Ein am trudim b'kvura. I, l'mes yashim, is l'mes fasher, im ha-shultam, ein z'nikra tirda. What do you mean, ein z'nikra tirda? There is some tirda. The answer is only ma'at tirda on both sides. It's a little bit of tirda. And it's a little bit of tirda does not give you the status of an onay. So that could be pshat both say the other way around. That the Ramah saying, after he quotes this Hagos Maimini, he says, look, I and Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, if it's only a little bit of tirda, you're not an onay. Here too, if it's a rule of katafim, they're doing all the hard work. They're just going along. So then perhaps only a little bit of tirda, and then the Ramah means the other way around. That you're not considered to have the status of an onay. Moreover, the Rabbi Kivega's pshat that I mentioned to you before in the Ramah is not universally accepted. Rabbi Kivega learned pshat in the Ramah in Siv Gimel that he went along with Katafim. There's another sefer called here the Shevet Yehuda who disagrees and learns pshat in the Ramah as follows. Mokum shenos nameis me'ir le'ir. What does that mean? As we said before from Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, that the Avelim are in city A, and the mace is coming from city B. So then we say, if it's within a one-day journey, there's Aninus right away. Aninus right away. As we said before, the Rov Rishon of against Rabbeinu Tam according to this version. If it's far away, it's 2 days away, 3 days away, not going to be Aninus. If it's pretty, be Aninus for 3 days. That's not. That's how the Shevet Yehuda, learned pshat in the Ramah. If that's the case, Rabosai, it has nothing at all to do with the Hagos Maimini, as per the Noda Yehuda's pshat within the Hagos Maimini. So therefore, you can't say it as reference to this Ramah. The Ramah could be referring to the Ramah. It has to be referring to the Mechaber, using cold language. Ramah is not referring to the image he quoted in the Ramah, of mace from ear to ear. Rather, it's the ayin Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the other Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted in the Mechaber and Siv Dalet, the case of what? Of mace b'tzitza, and presumably the pshat is ma'at tirda, you lose the status of aninus. That's a haraya fakert, so you're not considered an onay in such a circumstance. Now, furthermore, the Noda B'Yehuda has a different pshat over here. Wilam Shat is Ma'at Tirda. I read you the lesson of the Rabbeinu Yonah. I read it again. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Quoted by the Dake Moshe Aruch. What did he say? He says, Afal Pishlam is Yashim Milavakesh Bispashim Ashilton V'chol Yom Afilu Hochi Ain't the Nikwa Tirda V'chayav Mimitzvah. Why? So Wilam Shat, you know why? Because he's not doing too much. No, that we had a wild shot. No, it's not the reason. The reason it's not considered a tirda? What? No mitzvahs forever? It's going to go on for years. You try to get the person out of jail, you'll try. You know what? Hey, it's a vacation for mitzvahs. No mitzvahs. No mitzvahs to say because you're busy for years. That's not an ambulance shot in the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Wow. So that has nothing at all to do with the case that we're talking about, of we going along with the katafa, where there is a gvul, there is a boundary, so the kvura. So then, if there are more means this din, if the Dr. Moshe's reference to the din of the Shulchan Aruch the Zalid, is a haraya faker, only in this case where there's no limit, then you lose the status of aninus. But in the case where there is a limit, then you would have a status of aninus. Only problem is that all this is, everything I said until now in the last 10-15 minutes, is based on a sham. So I'll break it to you. It's all based on the no W who does Pshat Nagos Mayrani. But we said before that that Pshat is probably incorrect. The correct Pshat Nagos Mayrani is not that you gave it to Katofim and you're going along. No. The Lashon is not Mashma that way at all. Again, what's the Lashon one more time of the original Nagos Mayrani? Misafkulam. Im holech im ameis besvina o ba'agola he domir the nimitz of the katafim ilo, means you were not most of the katafim. You didn't give it over to the katafim. That's how we doesn't say heaven on shah. You didn't give it over to the katafim. But what did you do? You're on a wagon. And the Hagot Mayani wants to know. Nimitz of the katafim means I gave it to the katafim, I have nothing to do. Now I did not give it to the katafim. I'm sitting on a wagon, I have nothing to do. What am I going to do? I'm traveling with the mace on a wagon. What am I going to do for the next 2 days? Can't do anything. There's nothing to be done. What I want to know is that the equivalent of Nimsa the Katafa. So therefore, you can no longer limp shot like a Mickey Vager, and that the suffix of that ghost Maimini was resolved based upon the Ramor, on the dinner of the Ramon of Gimel. That's kind of an impossibility, because the shot of any owner was wrong. And in Nagos Mayani was wrong. So now what must the Ramah mean? He must mean the Dark Emotion must be referring to the other din, the din of the Mechabit Sivdal, the din of Tfisa. And therefore, that's what he's referring to. And the Pshat in the Ramah over here in Siv Gimel is like the Shevet Yehuda says. And therefore it comes out that you lose your status of Aninus. And then the Behuda with his Perish Mechudosh, an interesting pshat we said before, is the Shitaso. That's the Gvul, the no Gvul, and therefore the Maisa, the bottom line of this whole story is that the no Behuda is wrong. And that's what it comes out of the Maisa, because the Sechemet Pshat says that the Pshat, everything is wrong. The Pshat in the Agos, Maimon is incorrect. His Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah is also incorrect. And therefore, the Kaira, if you leave it only, if this is the only thing you're hanging your head on, that is no Aninus because of this Nodav Yehuda, that there is Aninus, that there is, one second, that there is Aninus, because you're Malav and Amesh, Nodav Yehuda, forget it, you're going to lose at the end of the day. But, I will end the Shia with this, even though we just had a wrong, this whole detective story is here, if I couldn't follow me, it's all printed, you look it up over Shabbos. But, bottom line is, if you had a Nodav Yehuda, it would be thorough. The reason why we're not like Aninus in these cases is because we said earlier, because you haven't finished their spadim yet, you haven't paid yet, you haven't gotten the bill yet. So the bottom line is the same, but in all these cases, until the actual kura, the status of Aninus is maintained. I wish everyone a good shot. Yeah.